Well, if you were too young to tragically have seen some of your favourite artists performing, or if you'd simply like to relive that Michael Jackson concert, for instance, holograms can help. Yep. A company called Hologram USA is creating concerts featuring hologram dead performers. They promised to bring us Whitney Houston. This is bizarre, isn't it? Liberace, Buddy Holly, amongst others, back to life and back on stage. The hologram of Tammy Wynette has already got a gig lined up for next year. It'll perform live in Nashville, Tennessee. Paul Goff, presenter of RN's Inside Sleeve, joins us. Paul, this is really wacky. How is this going to work?
Well, the Walking Dead take on a whole new meaning, don't they?
The Walking, Singing, Dancing Dead.
Yes. Well, what this is about is the holograms aren't new. They've been short one-off events. We've had Elvis Presley had a duet with Celine Dion on American Idol. You've had rappers getting together. But this is a whole show where not only performances take place with a hologram image backed by a live band, but it incorporates songs and stories. So it's sort of a whole sort of diorama, as you would call it, of the artists live featuring these performances. Look, we pay so much to go and see a live performance these days. You question or beggars belief of what it would be like to see it happen. But it's certainly going to happen. And this particular chap, Alki David, who runs Hologram USA, has got Patsy Cline. He's got so many of these artists lined up, raring and ready to go.
Who would you like to see brought back as a hologram in concert?
I don't want to see that rubbish. Really, I just would rather go and see a live concert with real people performing. I don't particularly there is no artist that I can think of that I would like to see in that way, shape, or form.
John Lennon. Anyway,
I would assume
you think
star.
About that. Yeah, absolutely.
What about you, Fran? Would you?
Well, I'm John Lennon. I would love to see the Beatles back together. All of them. That'd be fabulous. Paul, to the here and now, the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. They're working on bringing back artists of the past and archival recordings of Elvis Presley. It's kind of an unusual collaboration, isn't it? What do you make of this?
Well, it continues again in a different way because poor old Elvis has been dragged out and there's been Christmas albums where he's been singing with other artists. But what they've done, they've taken the original recordings of Elvis and they've augmented or in some cases replaced instrumentation with his original vocals and brought the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra to back him. Once again, an interesting proposal because is it just feeding the machine that is, you know, basically putting money back into the Presley coffers, or is it a great idea? That's why I've chosen this track today, because it interests me to see whether people, it is already nearly number one in the UK. So people obviously love Elvis and they want to hear him in new ways. But whether it's, you take a track like Burning Love, which is a classic track, has the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra added to it or not? I'll let you decide.
Okay, let's hear it. Hunka Hunka Burning Love. my goodness, Burning Love. Elvis, great first time round. Paul, just briefly, do you really think the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra adds to that?
Look, I love the song. So of on the album, that's probably the one that I chose because I really like it. Some of the others they've taken, like Love Me Tender and It's Now or Never. Sometimes the strings add in, they fill spaces that you're not used to filling.
Yeah.
So I don't know whether it really adds to it or not. You also have Michael Bublé doing a little bit of a duet.
Stop. That's enough. That's enough right now. However, I am not going to be able to resist a listen. Paul, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Paul Gough, Elvis Presley with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, can you believe it? And, of course, Paul presents RN's Inside Sleeve weekday afternoons.